The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. Again, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Yeah, we're here. It's okay. Just mellow out, sit down, relax. Everything's all under control.
Not going anywhere.
If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or... go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Like us if you do. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. And you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 as well. Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are accessible. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, yeah, you heard me. Yeah, that's right.
I heard it. All right.
Did you hear that?
What was it?
Well, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because...
it's a terrible thing.
Place. That's all right. You've blown it already.
I was actually going to start a different... I was going to say it's a terrible thing to see somebody whose brains are in somebody else's head.
Yeah, but you just but stick to the script out. And then that way it's okay.
Oh, it's just,
you know, it's kind of like what you're seeing today on the Obama administration. They're sticking to the script.
That's right, they are.
You know, shout, shoot, destroy, mm-hmm. Shout, shoot, destroy.
Just yeah. Covered it the other day. It's all Linsky, right? All these PowerPoints. Yeah. The Communist Manifesto.
You know,
those planks.
Yep, inward confliction.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, divide and conquer. Amen. It's kind mercy of backfiring God. A little bit
that's
there.
Right.
I wonder how that's working out for these guys.
They're running, ducking, and hiding, and they're trying to put their brains in other people's heads.
They can run, but they cannot hide, Numbers 32. 23. Yes, their sin will and is finding them out. Amen.
You got it. You know, you just brought up your Facebook page on a personal note on the Bradley Dean Facebook page. There was a text art that we posted that said, if we don't sow into this present generation, they will be there to curse us in the future.
True that.
By Bradley Dean. Two comments underneath it. Mark McDonald said, loving it. And Joanne said, and that is a self-evident truth. It exactly is. It really is a self-evident truth. If you don't sow into them now... and this will dovetail into what we're talking about here later on.
Common sense.
They'll curse you and your generation.
You're not going to reap a harvest if you do not sow seed.
That's a good point.
And the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to the seed that you sow, my friends, because you will reap a good harvest or a bad harvest.
We're always planting seeds. Always planting seeds. Speaking of seeds, we just got this post this morning from our friend Karen Vaughn, who's married to Billy Vaughn. They are the parents of the SEAL Team 6 member going on your last column that you wrote last week. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan McCauley, the real deals. These men want America back, and they're not backing down.
Of course.
You know, and it takes
their
a person.
Their son didn't. Why should we?
Exactly
or why would we even think or consider such a cowardice act?
Amen. Backing down. Amen. Like there's a negotiation or like maybe there's a different way. No, there's only one standard. It takes a person that actually knows that I'm not going to back down, to be able to identify in others that they're not willing to back down.
Well, here's the real question. Backing down from what? What would one suggest that
very
we back
question.
Down from? From what? Tyranny?
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny.
That's right.
When the government fears the people, you have liberty.
Liberty.
Amen.
And that's what we want.
Fear.
Not backing
filial
down.
Filial fear, friends. Not diabolical.
We had a couple things that were posted here just recently. One of them, high crimes in high places. It's time to get radical with the radicals, speaking of the column that I just brought up. Bradley Dean is outraged by allegations surrounding SEAL Team 6 shootdown. Now, you just heard what those parents, they've been on Fox what, three times. Billy's been on our show. They did the press release out of the press.
Fox pulled them right back up, I believe it was the day after that morning because of the response of the American people.
That's right.
I'd actually talked to Billy today, and I said, I'll tell you what, when you are no longer at a point in your life where you have anything to lose, you now become dangerous. They've already lost their son, friends, and they want the American people to wake up, grab hands, come together, expose the crime, and win the day.
That's right. Claim your country.
They lost their son. America wants to know what happened. They're telling the American people something very serious is going on in the governmental system, namely in the military. They're trying to build up the military while this administration is attempting to tear it down and infiltrate with Muslim infiltration. That's all they're telling the people.
And
of course,
that's what's happening.
If my son died, hey, you know what? I'd be doing the same thing. As a matter of fact, mine didn't, but I am doing the same thing because God the Father, his son died.
That's right.
And we live unto him who died for us. And in the natural, same thing as to what their son died for. We live unto them as to what they died for and what they die for. Magnifying the Constitution of the United States of America.
Different than Christ. In Scripture it says, when Christ shed his blood, you are not pardoned of your sin when you trample on that blood. And that's exactly what they're saying. They're retaliating, of course. That's the blood. That's the blood speaking right there. On this particular column, it says the American people are now in a position. This is a text art we created, and you need to send this out, folks. The American people are now in a position where they're having to do what the government was put in place to do. This administration is now committing the crimes it has been put into position to prevent. And Stephen Scruggs actually commented on this, and he said we need to deport him to Benghazi. Exactly. Go to the place where you commit the crimes, and you go live there.
That's right.
See what happens. Go be the president over there. Kenneth Canyon said, at last, someone who has the courage to stand up for what's right. We are our representatives. Our representatives?
Yes.
Our congressmen. That's a joke. They are cowards and in fear of losing their cush job at our expense.
Let's make distinction, though, between good government and bad government while we're talking that way, friends, because that is important. We desire and we will do what we do lawfully.
That's right.
Under the constitutional law.
And you don't get a special privilege because you're in office to say, well, I can abide by some of these laws and not the other. Matter of fact, if you're the one responsible for bringing forth those laws to America, of course you'd be held even more accountable to it. It's like a judge or a police officer. When they commit crimes, of course the punishment's going to be worse because they've used their position to force criminality. A good way to know who these people are, when I'm speaking of criminals that are in office, if they follow their oath to the Constitution, they are not a criminal. They have not broken the law. They've upheld it.
Yeah.
You know, just recently in Minnesota, as a matter of fact, speaking of those representatives, there are criminals in the as representatives in Minnesota. There's a criminal right now as a governor of the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Why do I say that? Because he's going contrary. First of all, God established the position of civil government. God establishes law and tells us what his law is. It's given to us revealed, and it's also given us through a natural law. So when legislators decide, you know what, I know that I swore an oath before God and before the people, that I'm going to break God's laws anyhow, guess what? You become a criminal, too.
Well, that's right. You know, what we need to do is turn a flashlight right on these criminals.
Point them right up.
They call themselves legislators and find out that they're actually committing the acts of pedophilia with minors, and they're advocating homosexual marriage. And they said no to the constitutional law of our republic, and away with God and Moses and the Ten Commandments. We'll do it our way.
Yep.
Folks, that's what Jake is calling crime and criminal.
Right in Minnesota. It's pretended legislation. Yesterday you had this situation they call marriage between the same sex. Impossible.
Incredible.
It's
incredible. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, coming right back with Jason and Alyssa that were down at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, and they got something they want to tell you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We love Bradley Dean and his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preachings. And his presentations, his DVDs, are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best, and we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Phone lines 1-877-807-9977 are open. 1-877-807-9977. So, yesterday, we heard that the governor, again, is blatantly violating the Constitution of the United States. The man's an empty suit, friends. He was voted one of the worst senators in the history of America, and yet he's in office in the state of Minnesota. Now, friends, don't get too confused with that, because I want you to understand that there's a lot of fraud going down here, yeah, in the state of Minnesota. We got Mark Ritchie here. And so in saying that, that explains, yeah, away the comedian, mm-hmm, Al Franken.
Oh,
and
right.
It's, yeah, also keep in mind, friends, that when you look at who Mark Dayton is and who his buddies are, he's in cahoots with George Soros.
Did he fly out there for some kind,
yes,
of closed?
Yes, he did. Yeah, it's pretty amazing, yeah, how that works. And it's interesting how they're just all doing the same thing together. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, they're, you know, I mean, they do it covert-like in everything that they do when they pass supposed legislation. Yeah. It's not law, friends. That's, it's right, policy. Yeah. And it's unlawful policy. But in saying that, the next thing you know, you're dealing with another agenda that the government's trying to bring forth, not the people.
That's right.
And so anyways, Jake said, hey, what do you think about going down to the Capitol and getting involved as to what's going on with the governor before he signs homosexual marriage into law? Again, friends, it's not law. He's at war with God, and he's about to find out what it's like as to what the fallout is when you throw rocks towards God. He's going to learn how gravity works. And so is every other criminal, like the O'Malley's in Maryland and the such in California, and we can go across the United States of America. There's very far and few between that are the real deal, friends. And again, those are the ones that we're standing with. But in saying that, Jake said, let's go down to the state of Minnesota. I said, dude, I've already borne my cross. It's called the prayer that rocked the, yes, Capitol. And I've done my part. I was asked to step up by Minnesota Family Council. Nothing but a bunch of spineless capitulators, burnt hippies that think that they are all that and a bag of chips. And yesterday we found out that the bag was open and they were stepped on.
Yeah.
And but, you know, I was really happy to hear that they were, you know, in a room in the Capitol praying to Jesus.
They were praying.
That he would come and do something for them that he himself commanded them to do. But they're unwilling to do what God called them to do. And then they wonder why they continuously get the back forth or the backward results that they continuously get. Why are we losing the day? Because you're not man enough to stand up and play the man. You're not willing to bear your cross. And therein lies the problem. So, Jake went down there, got some film. Jake, it's all yours.
Well, speaking of man enough to bear their cross, we went there. I actually did a Facebook post. I said, just before I went down there, congratulations to Minnesota's spineless conservative fundraising machine. How did that diplomacy and money you raised work out for you?
Yep.
Homo marriage, question mark? An impossible contradiction. Sinners sin, I get that, but the righteous are to protect society from sin. I may be making a visit to the Capitol today for Mark Dayton's signing. Stay tuned. Got like 20, over 20 comments, probably 24 or 25 comments. We went down to the Capitol. We just posted a video of, it wasn't really an interview, but I talked to some of these supporters of this pretended legislation. You can see that video on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
It's a lesbian and a homosexual, friends, and if you look at the video and you watch these two young people, folks, they're confused.
Super confused.
They're just looking for answers.
Yep.
And it's interesting, the girl said, I'm not for government anyways.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell
government.
You what, the man that just signed into supposed law, homosexual marriage, well, that's the man you're looking for then because he's operating outside of the scope of his power.
That's true.
So there you have it.
He's not in government.
Yeah, so therefore it's unlaw.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
We were in front of the Supreme Court, and you can watch that video. Again, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. We passed out a whole bunch of gospel tracts. We talked to some of the legislators, some of the state legislators from Minnesota. I went to Dayton's office, knocked on the door, tried to get in there and speak to the man. I couldn't get access to him. And as we were walking outside, I handed out a gospel tract, and that is where our guests today, Jason and Alyssa, these are husband and wife. They were down at the Capitol. They were not husbands. They were husband and wife. And they got together, or they were outside, and I ran into Alyssa. Alyssa, are you with us right now?
Yes, I am. Hi, Jake.
Alyssa, I came up to you, and I passed out a gospel tract to you. I was tracking a whole bunch of people. My kids were, my wife was. And you said to me, what? And I'll let you take it from there.
I said, oh, it is so great to see you, because I felt rather distraught being there as a Christian and very outnumbered. So it was very refreshing to see you there. And
you and your husband were there on the Capitol steps holding up a sign, isn't that correct?
Can I interject something really quick, because I want to encourage Alyssa a little bit?
Yeah.
Alyssa, you got to remember that every time the homosexuals, they're less than 1.7% of the population in the United States. You always need to remember that when they do events like this, first of all, they're organized. Second of all, they come from all over the country to do this. So what you've seen was probably the whole lump of the population of the homosexual community in the United States of America. So don't get disheartened by the show that the whores in the media were willing to play out for you.
That's right.
Because they're just there to try to make it look bigger than what it really is, and that's how they operate, and that's how they push their propaganda and their agendas on the American people. They are small in number, and they know it, and Saul Alinsky rightly said, we want them to believe that we have more power and control than what we really do, and let me tell you something, Alyssa, rest assured, you do.
But you stood, Alyssa, you were out on the Capitol steps. One of the questions I asked you is, is there anybody else that is against this? And what did you respond to me with?
Very few. There was very few there. So it was disheartening, and it kind of broke my heart. But I know they are out there, and we are a remnant. And I guess I would like to see more out there. I would like to encourage Christians to be out there and doing the same thing. I would love to have them with me helping.
You know what? I completely agree with you. Now, Jason, your husband. Jason, are you with us?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
Jason, thanks for joining us. I didn't get to meet you yesterday. I talked to you a little bit on the phone this morning. What caused you to come down to the Capitol? Because a lot of people, like you said, Alyssa, there's a lot of people that aren't for this. But they didn't show out. And we just talked about before the conservatives that, you know, were raising a whole bunch of money to try to defeat this. I didn't see them anywhere making any type of statement, making any type of point. But you expressed to me the reason that you went down there. Can you share that with our audience?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, yesterday, I guess the day before, I had heard the news story about the Gosnell case, you know, and, you know, the murder of these children. And I honestly, I work alone here, and I began to tear up. I mean, I just was moved by it, and I just decided that, you know, I need to do something, you know, and I just went down. I guess it was nothing.
So you stood for your values. Now, you're a Christian. I know you do a lot of witnessing, you and your wife, and God bless you guys for that. But you decided, you know what, I'm going to cross the line here. Some people put a distinction between secular and sacred. They say, well, we're Christians. We're just going to preach the gospel. We're not going to get involved in government stuff. You know, that's government. That's politics. We don't do that. You decided, you know what, I'm going to get involved in both. Now, did you see any folks down there that were against this abomination that was being signed in?
No, I tell you, I walked up. And I had a sign prepared, you know, and I thought, well, you know, we'll kind of snuggle up against some others that are doing this, you know. I was fairly nervous, and I found no one, and I was very surprised. I really was,
So you stood alone with a sign. What did your sign say?
It was Romans 1:32. It was a Bible verse. Though they know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, yeah, but give approval to those who practice them. And on the back side, it was, there's a way that seems right unto a man, but in the end leads to death. And I nearly didn't put it up until my wonderful wife did come. She went to park the car, and then I did. But
you played the man, Jason, behind your wife, right?
Thank God for strong women.
Exactly.
I think it's such a good point here. We've got both of you, Jason and Alyssa. You guys are married. You're in. You've made a covenant to Christ first and foremost. Now you're standing. Yeah. Your kids that came with you. They came with you. They stood with you. And folks, I was there. There was a crowd there. And like Bradley said, they pull them from all over the country.
That's what they do.
So yep. It matters not how many, but I will say you were standing in the midst of probably about 1,000 people, just you and your sign and your family, and you stood for Christ. And I just thank God that we even bumped into you on the way out, because that's how we're going to change things. One man with God is the majority. I want to ask... Can I interject to that?
Yes. I really want to, because it's important that people understand. There was one Abraham.
That's right.
There was one Joseph. There was one Moses. Mm-hmm. There was one Joshua. There was one Gideon. There was one Samson. There is one Christ, and he belongs to all of us, and we all belong to him. So let me ask you a question. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who wins the day? He's the one that told us, greater works will you do than I did. And I'll tell you what, God honors the fact that Jason and Alyssa stood there by themselves. Yep. And you rest assured, God will not leave that by the wayside. You will see and reap reward for standing up for your generation.
And it ties in perfectly to what you said. If we do not bless this generation, their kids watched them stand for their kids' life and posterity. They're going to bless them. In the contrary sense, all those that didn't stand, guess what the next generation is going to do?
That's right.
Watch the video. You know what?
God never used a majority. He always used a minority. So God bless Jason and Alyssa. Thank you for joining us, by the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Oh, heavens, what was that?
Oh, my goodness, I just lost half the blue haired. Sorry about that. Now, listen, friends, interesting stuff took place yesterday. Again, Jake was down at the state capitol. If you were listening to the interview with Jason and Alyssa, first of all, I thought you did a great job, Alyssa and Jason, just so you know. And I appreciate the fact that you were not the only ones out there yesterday, Jake, but Jason and Alyssa were out there with their family. That's all the Lord needs.
Yeah.
That's all he's ever needed. We're not to limit the Holy One of Israel. We're to stand up because he's the one that said unto us when bestowing revelation upon us that the gates of hell shall not prevail.
Yeah.
And we shall win the day. We're made more than conquerors. We shall overcome.
Amen.
So on and so forth. But I thought it was interesting that when Heather was down there with Jake, Heather is Jake's husband. I'm sorry. Heather is Jake's wife.
We're getting that all mixed up today.
Yeah.
Kyle and his husband.
But I didn't say husbands.
That's
sorry.
True.
Forgive me. I made a mistake, friends. But in saying that, I think it's important for people to understand. Heather was talking to some of the representatives in the state capitol. And Heather, what did they say to you? Because, friends, this should come as no shock. Because every premise the homosexuals attempt to solidify, you'll find that there's nothing truth in their solidification. There's no truth to it. There's no cement to hold anything together. No glue.
They'll acknowledge that. I mean, you watched the video that we just posted.
Totally.
They acknowledge it.
So what happened yesterday when you were talking to those reps?
Well, the one representative is new, and she's from a district that she won 54% of the vote. So she won by a landslide in her district. And she said, I was very forthright in what I stood for with everyone that I talked
Cindy
to.
Cindy Pugh.
Yes.
Cool.
In marriage. and all these different, you know, social issues, economic issues, blah, blah, blah. But she said she was very strong on her stance between of marriage being between a man and a woman, protecting that right. And she said that in her district, that even though she won by 54% of the vote, what happened was is that in her district, for only 40% of people voted yes to protect marriage, because Minnesota had where it went to the people for an amendment to ban homosexual marriage, and the people were voting on it, and we lost. You know, the vote no's won supposedly, even though we have major voter fraud issues in our state.
Thank you.
And Mark Ritchie.
Thank you. That's important.
Yep, and Al Franken won, and they know for a fact that there were over 1,000 ballots that were voter fraud, and he won by only 300 votes, I believe it was. So Al Franken technically did not win that last election.
Same thing with Emmer in Dayton. It almost came down to a recount again. And there we have it again, friends. And what's interesting is Rick Santorum actually won the state.
The precincts.
That's exactly right. And I think it's important for people to understand that Minnesota is not as liberal as the whores in the media want you to believe it is.
That's right.
Okay.
Sure. So what happened, though, is that in her district, even though she was very strong on that stance and won 54%, when it came to that vote no or vote yes, and the vote no being, you know, don't ban same-sex marriage, vote yes is ban same-sex marriage, only 40% voted to ban it.
Interesting.
And so she went and she recontacted her constituents and had them fill out a survey. And they told her that the people who were advocating blocking the ban lied. Straight up lied.
So the pro-homosexual marriage
advocates. That's right.
Advocates,
saying that
yes.
It wouldn't affect schools. It wouldn't affect different areas of their lives.
You got a question for
tax
you.
Money.
Why would the schools be in the equation of homosexual marriage?
And this is the next point. So then I started talking to her about our situation in Dunkerton, because in Iowa, the judges legislated from the bench and passed it there. The first thing that they did, according to people from Iowa that told us, is that the first thing they did is they infiltrated the Department of Education and implemented something called Iowa Safe Schools. Safe Schools got involved with all of the districts and started telling the people, the principals, superintendents, and staff, that you cannot talk against homosexuality or you will be punished. And a lot of them left or were fired.
Yeah, that's the worst thing they could have did is left. They should have stayed through all those that were actually advocating homosexuality.
That's right. So I was explaining the whole thing about when we returned to Dunkerton, Iowa, and Iowa Safe Schools attacked us because we were merely showing the statistics of the unhealthy lifestyle.
And they did it incognito, covert-like, and then they pulled it down from the website once we caught wind. What they don't realize is we got it all on film, and we do have an attorney involved in this.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep. And so when I was explaining that situation to...
They don't know that yet, though. Yeah, they thought they got away with it. Yeah, okay. Okay.
And so when I was explaining that situation to the representative, Cindy, she said, she looked at me and goes, you know, before they tabled the same-sex marriage bill, which just happened this week, obviously it was signed by Dayton yesterday, but it started at the beginning of the week or last week sometime and then finally got signed, so it passed the House and legislature. Before they did that, they'd passed something called the Safe and Supportive Minnesota Schools Act.
Pay attention to the name again,
Francis. And so she grabbed a copy of the whole bill for me, and I look at it. And Section 1 says school performance report cards. It talks about report cards for one page.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Section 2 is about bullying.
Oh.
And it goes out of 60, there are 16 sections, 19 pages. 7 pages are dedicated to just the bullying.
Yeah,
and
which, by the way, GLSEN, it says is an affirmation or reaffirmation of the gay lifestyle. Friends, it's the students that are being bullied by the radical homosexuals.
Yes.
In America, namely in Minnesota right now, you should have knew better. But go for it.
Yep, and they added in here, you know, I know that this tried to pass through Pawlenty. It actually passed through the House and Senate, and Pawlenty vetoed it.
Yeah.
Said, no, bullying's wrong, period. Not just based on sexual orientation. Well, here they
did. Was the Attorney General involved in this whole thing?
I'm not sure.
Oh, she's all for it.
Okay.
Don't you remember what took place about a year and a half ago? Remember they made a big ado on the radio or on the television as well and on the radio? Well, what does that have to do with anything? Because when you begin to look at criminal stats, you're going to find out it's the homosexuals that are the ones that are doing the bullying. Yeah, I'm talking about the radicals.
Well, and this is what it's the whole thing. I'm reading it. And then every other section after Section 2, which is, like I said, was 17 pages long, there's 16 sections. Everything is about enforcing
Yep.
Section 2.
Right. It's totalitarianism. And, here it is again, friends. Go for it.
And here's some interesting points. So obviously it says intimidating. This is part of Section 2. Intimidating, threatening, abusive, or harassing conduct may involve but is not limited to conduct that is directed at a student or students based on a person's actual or perceived race, ethnicity, color, creed, religion, national origin, immigration status, sex, age, marital status, familial status, socioeconomic status, physical appearance, sexual orientation, gender identity and expression, academic status, disability, or status with regard to public assistance, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, the reason they do that, because they want to go ahead and pull the trigger on anything that they see fit as being a threat to their agenda, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what this is about. They're blurring the lines. That's all they're attempting to do. Now, what's interesting, Heather, is I think the American people need to understand, too, that in the state of Minnesota, prior to them doing this, mm-hmm. a couple years ago, we wrote a letter, a lengthy letter, 3 pages long, to every school in the state of Minnesota, high school and elementary, every representative, congressman, and senator in the state of Minnesota prior, showing the crimes of the radical homosexuals committed against the kids. Now, what's interesting about that is yesterday we had a former senator on the radio with us.
Gretchen Hoffman.
Gretchen was forthright when she said, now the pedophiles through the NAMBLA organization are going to be asking for permission to have sex with children.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I said, friends?
Of course, yep.
No. So in other words, they have been held accountable, friends. We did this 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
This has been documented. They've all got letters, friends. So if there's any crimes committed against any of the children,
mm-hmm.
we're going to hold every single one of them, if need be, accountable.
Yeah.
Because they were the ones that got the letter. Not only did it stop there, but on May 11th, what was it, a year ago?
May 20th, 2011.
Friends, I said the prayer at the state capitol. The homosexuals, the radicals, were actually advocating homosexual marriage. I talked about the foundations, the inscriptions on the wall, Moses, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, so on and so forth, the price paid for our liberties. They put it out there that I was calling for the execution of homosexuals. Now you can begin to understand why we're suing Rachel Maddow. What I said was that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. And they are.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
the homosexuals never held them accountable for what they said. And, of course, why not? Because they don't realize they're playing the fools for the Muslims to implement Sharia law or attempt to.
Yep.
And that's why you have criminal Keith Ellison over there that's ahead of the LGBT community, friends. Isn't it interesting? You have the fox in the chicken coop right there. And by the way, if they want to ignore me, they can go ahead and ignore me. But now you know what you got coming. Now look behind you, you radicals. And by the way, parents, now start to pay attention to your kids big time. And when you hear of these crimes, I want you to let us know. We have plenty of friends in law enforcement. We will help you. We will implement. We will make it known every single crime that we hear of committed against the children. In every sense of the word. Go ahead. What's that?
I said I have more on this bill, too, if you... It's incredible.
It's like this. To me, they've already crossed the line. The governor's already committed the crime. So have the legislators in the face of the people. And this is going to be made known publicly nationwide again tomorrow. That these people already knew what this was about, but they did it anyways. They pulled down the walls concerning your children anyways, friends. I don't know about you guys, but I know what Scripture says. If any of the fatherless that all cry out unto me, he said, I will surely hear them and I will kill them with the sword. That's the Old Testament, Exodus 22.
That's right.
In the New Testament, he said, it's better for you to take a millstone, wrap it around yourself and cast yourself into the sea rather than to offend these little ones.
Isn't that why Cosmo's facing the death penalty?
That's exactly right. And amen. Hallelujah to that. Now, what's interesting about this, friends, again, you need to begin to understand what's going on in Canada. Because this is the 12th state that has supposedly passed an unlawful act in the first place. America, it's time for you to wake up, because the homosexual radicals are too blind and stupid to actually acknowledge the fact that they're being used as a political battering ram for the very enemies of America. And they're playing the fool for them, friends. They're useful idiots, and now they have gone head first. You got Bradley Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Friends, 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to talk about church stats when I get back. Pretty incredible stuff. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Stiction. It's the cholesterol of your diesel engine that clogs the arteries of your injectors, causing hard starts, bucking and chugging, and potential injector failure.
I used Hot Shot one time, drove to Alabama, 700 miles from where I live. I'll tell you what, it fixed the problem.
9 out of 10 failed injectors can be rejuvenated with Hot Shot's Secret Stiction Eliminator. One $52 bottle could save you the cost of an expensive injector replacement. Deep discount, today only. For today only, purchase Hotshot Secret Stiction Eliminator online at $26.99. That's 50% off the retail price and includes free shipping. This price is only available online at HotshotSecret.com. Offer expires at noon today Pacific time. Visit HotshotSecret.com and click the microphone to grab your 50% discount and free shipping.
This is a one-day promotion and will not be offered tomorrow or next week.
Hotshot Secret, powered by science.
You know what I'm going to do, friends? Tomorrow I'm going to read the letter to you that we sent to the school so we can make it public and document it. That will be tomorrow. The letter that we had sent to every school, high school, elementary, every representative, every congressman, every senator in the state of Minnesota. And I'm telling you what, these pansies capitulated, friends. They said to their posterity, we don't care. We're perverted. We're okay with it. We don't have enough common sense to realize that I have a dad and a mom. And by the way, I'm not even really going to attack them. It's a situation where I can sit back and say, I told you so, even to the radical homosexuals. By the way, some of the radical homosexuals are coming out today saying homosexual marriage is only there to destroy the family. Of course it is, because they want to usurp parental rights. This is a UN global agenda.
That's right.
They're being used. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, go ahead and share that, Heather, as to what you just told me.
It says here, this is another section of the Minnesota Safe and Supportive Minnesota Schools Act, says this policy must apply to student behavior that occurs on
behavior.
Or off school property and during and after school hours. And then...
Huh. Yes. Whoa. Hold up. I just want to tell all my good friends out there that told me, Bradley, you just need to tame it down. Yeah, it's not
down.
All that bad.
Settle down.
Don't worry about it. No. Now, let me tell you something. Go home, look at your wife, and look at your kids.
Yep.
Because now that's what they're coming for.
Yep.
Okay? And don't tell me I wasn't your best friend for the last 2 years. Well, I took the heat, and you sat back and did nothing but ridicule me coinciding with the radical homosexuals that were being used as a political battering ram. And by the way, that does include my good friend Alex Jones.
And then, yeah, that makes the state, they're now the parents of the children. They have just taken, because that's on or off school
property.
That's
what this is all about.
Yep. And then here in another section of this act is, it says that schools are forced to annually train all school staff and school volunteers. Sure. Who regular interact?
Do you hear freedom
with
in that,
no.
Jake? Do you hear law in any of this? It totally is.
This goes up
socialism
to the state.
Turns into totalitarianism,
and this goes right back to the people's behavior. If you won't be governed internally, if you won't have self-government, then you'll have an external force governing you. Here's the problem: is you're perfectly capable of governing yourself, and most people are. But when you buy into the lie, because you become apathetic to let those few that is always the excuse for crime, criminality, bullies, whatever you name it, yeah. Those few get, then all of a sudden the government assumes power, and then guess what? They have to paint with a broad brush because people are people, and they want to apply everything to you, and they want to become your daddy.
That's why they want your guns.
Exactly.
Got it?
Because you can't resist. I mean, if we're your daddy, you can't resist us. And if you've got a gun, you could resist us. If you've got a freedom of speech, you could possibly resist us.
Oh.
If you've got a corporation or a company or a Tea Party group that wants an exemption to create an organization and get more people together on the same link, well, then you could get against us, too. So we've got to scrutinize you,
right.
too. I mean, this all ringing a bell.
It's common sense.
It really is.
It really is. What was the other point?
And then the other point was that this isn't just public schools. This is effective on charter schools as well.
Anything funded or and here's the thing, because this is the state, right? The state knows no limits and no bounds unless you demand the bounds.
And therein lies the problem.
They've already realized, yes. I mean, when you even think about this bullying thing, if you're going to bully you if you have six thumbs, if you have if you have blonde hair, gray hair, they put all these...
Just wait a second, though.
Bullying's
That's
right.
All I've heard is government... stealing away the sovereignty of the people, like
yep.
we warned for 2 years,
yep.
coming in and bullying everybody that doesn't agree with their totalitarian system.
Yeah, and they have the force.
That's all I hear Heather saying.
That's right. They have the force.
By force. That's all this document says. That's all this bill says. By force. Talking of behavior, this is European, friends. And it's dangerous. And, oh, boy, you better rest assured the pharmaceutical giants are right along. They're hanging out just waiting for their opportunity now. Because now they're talking about behavior. If they come out against the homosexuality and they don't agree with that lifestyle, there must be something wrong with their head. I've heard that before.
That's right. Mentally ill.
I have heard that before.
Mentally,
but
domestic terrorists, mentally ill.
Yes. Yes. So was that it, Heather? Yeah, I mean, we can go on and on. How many pages is that... criminal bill, by the way.
It's 19 pages, 16 sections.
19 pages, and nobody was told about what it really was. No. I told you for 2 years what it was about.
Yeah,
you just didn't want to move. And then you got the conservatives on the airwaves there in Minneapolis who are sitting there playing games with the homosexuals,
sure.
because they think it's a puppy to be played with,
yes.
when in fact it's a stinking water rat filled with rabies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Remember the analogy.
Yeah. Friends, go ahead.
It never is as it appears. I mean, the Trojan horse came in as a nice gift. It was
sure.
a nice trophy. Hey, let's bring it. Let's embrace it to our bosom. Let's put down our defensive gates and bring it in. What happens? Well, what happens is what the people tolerate and what they brought into their bosom. We have to stay sober. We have to stay vigilant. I mean, I can see this a mile away. What happened? You got the attorney general. You got the governor. Let's speak out against bullying. All these bad things happen. You got the GLBT group suing the school district of Anoka and saying you need stronger bullying enforcement. Anoka saying, hey, listen, we don't tolerate bullying, period.
The school district comes in and says we could have beat it, but we just didn't have the time to deal with the issues.
Time and resources, because it's not as big of a deal as it was. The point is, and this is to Pawlenty, what he said, listen, bullying is wrong, period.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sign any special rights to bullying. Bullying is wrong, period. It's the same thing as saying, if I could list all of my rights, I could never do it. All I need to say is, listen, the rights not delegated to the government in the Constitution are reserved to the people or the states respectively. I don't have to go on and make these big, gigantic bills, but what they always sneak in there, you hear about it, you know, if you're handicapped, if you're your religion, your sex, your parents, your income, your sexual orientation, and it's like, whoa, wait a second.
Yeah.
That didn't really belong there. I mean, we've got cats, we've got lions, we've got zebras, and I mean, this doesn't fit.
How's that steak with a little piece of poison and a little dash of poison on it? How's it tasting, friends?
And just fast forward, like you said.
That's right.
Go right up to Canada. Just go there. Look at what's happening.
Attack the church.
It's not about the children. It's not about religion. Nope. You can still believe what you want. Oh, really?
Yep. Attack the church. Tell the church what they're supposed to do, what they can do, and what they can't do. Because you just gave up your sovereignty to us, just like I shared. The second thing they did was attack homeschoolers. Folks, we're already seeing this. We're already seeing this right here. Number three, they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years to 14 years old. Folks, these are crimes against nature.
Period. Yep. And that's why.
That's why God said it's an abomination.
That's right. And that's why it was criminalized for so
long. But Bradley, you're getting a little too radical with that. Really? No, we're talking about the defense of your children, and I'm being too radical about it? Now, over the last 2 years, again, as I've said, all the ridicule, all the question marks, all the, you know, suspicions as to why are you doing this and what is the problem? Well, I'll tell you what. Have them attack you one time, and then you'll understand real quick as to why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because when they attacked me, I found out what they were standing for. I never had any problems, friends, in public schools until the homosexuals and the state-run whoredom actually began to advocate their crimes against nature. That's when I started to have problems. And by the way, so did you, friends.
So when you're in a public school, you're teaching the next generation ethical standards, morality, sharing your testimony of Christ, and talking about our Constitution, our freedom, and our veterans. You were attacked for protecting
That's right.
We did not start the attack. We merely answered the attack, and we saw what it was really about.
Yeah, and we were quite ahead. We were quite a bit ahead of the game here for you, friends. And I'm talking about the people in the state of Minnesota. So if you're not in the state of Minnesota, well, listen, our battle, their battle just begun yesterday. Because if they think that everybody's just going to roll over, I can tell you what. Peoples all over the state of Minnesota said absolutely no to this. And it was actually reported that the legislators now have to go back to their constituents and answer to their constituents as to why they said yes to this. But rest assured, there was a little bit of a payoff going on under the table. Friends, that's why they go in broke and they leave millionaires. Because they're not working for the people, they're working for special interest. And what they don't realize is they are on the same boat that they are sinking.
That's right.
They are in the same boat.
That's right.
By the way, we talked a little bit about this yesterday on a national level. You can't work for people that are telling you to lie for them and expect them to tell the truth to you.
There's not another America to escape.
And here's the other thing, too. There's not like two hells, right?
No.
No. So I just want to tell those that are advocating crimes against heaven, rest assured, you know where you're going, you know where your home is.
You know, I had this conversation that we posted on Facebook. The girls in there said, well, if I'm such a sinner, then maybe I'll go to hell, but that's where all my friends are going to be.
Yeah, well,
right?
That's great.
In unbelief. But this is the point. These kids, if you watch this video, are young.
I've heard this by Charles Spurgeon, and it's true. And Charles Spurgeon said, in essence, he said, I have not seen nor ear heard the things that God hath prepared for them that hate him.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And the Bible says that on judgment day, they're going to flee from the face of him who sitteth on the throne.
You know, and what kind of ideology teaches a 20-some-year-old, if you look at the video, these kids are about 20 years old, teaches that? Oh, my friends are going to be there. It's going to be a big party. We're coming to Sodom and Gomorrah today. Well, the king of Sodom, Mr. Mark Dayton, is signing in a bill, and we're all going to celebrate.
He's our best friend.
At the end of this conversation, she said, I feel really bad about myself right now. I said, why? I have said nothing to you. I have not called you anything.
She sounded like a good kid. She really did.
Exactly. They need to be led, and there needs to be light. Folks, we encourage you, when you make your donations to our organization, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to bring the light to that generation because there's hope there. Watch the video, I encourage you, and make a donation. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Watch that video. Go to the website. Become a son or daughter of liberty. We are winning. We will continue to win, and we will win the day in Jesus' name. It's tax deductible. Support the cause, folks. We've got to reach this generation.
Bradley and Jake, sons of liberty radio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. I'm going to read that letter to you, friends. It's pretty appalling. But this is what the senators, the reps, and the congressmen all received, and so did the schools, and this is what they ignored. Talk to you then.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors'
Farmers Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.